Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Senior U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the time has come to start moving dependents of U.S. military personnel out of South Korea. He appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation.
We're getting close to a military conflict because North Korea is marching toward marrying up the technology of an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top that can not only get to America but deliver the weapon.
Graham's comments follow those by U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who explains the threat from North Korea.
So this would be the most destabilizing development, I think, in the post-World War II period. And it's something that places us at direct risk, but places the world at risk.
North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile last week, and following previous launches, claimed its projectiles can hit any part of the continental United States. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital Sana'a as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels known as Houthis and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. Former U.S. Ambassador David Mack now with the Middle East Institute in Sana'a.
But he's also somebody who wants to enjoy a good relationship with Western governments and with the United Nations. He showed that when he was in power in Yemen before and when he was a close partner of the United States in dealing with certain terrorist activities that were having their base from within Yemen.
Clashes erupted last week when Saleh accused the rebels of storming his giant mosque in Sana'a and attacking his nephew. In western Zimbabwe, a deadly traffic accident left at least 21 dead when a truck overturned. A low spokesperson said that all were injured when the driver lost control. This is